I'm Colorblind Kid.
I'm Ben.
And this is our TED Talk. Nowadays, gene editing technology is getting pretty cool, guys. You know, we can edit and change the properties of plants and animals. Real thinkers like me and Ben and Jim across the globe have found a possibility in genetics that has yet to be solved. Should we edit humans the same way we do animals and plants to give us super cool animal body parts?
No.
Yes.
Maybe. All animals have these cool genes called Hox genes. Hox genes help control and develop limbs. They divided the embryo into body segments so it can grow into a functioning organism. Animals with recent common ancestors, if you can call 800 million years recent,
like me and my grandma,
can switch their Hox genes and slightly change their body structures. Experiments have already been done by putting their legs on flies' faces.
Just like me and my grandma.
Hox genes between flies and chickens. This should theoretically work if we change Hox genes between humans and, say, cats.
We've already just started developing this idea in a different way. Pig organs are being genetically edited to be implanted into humans. This solves a huge shortage of organ donors and explores the idea of using animal parts. Soon, we may be able to use any animal organs to replace dying person organs.
Can you imagine if we could edit people, children or adults, and give them cool animal parts like crab arms or cheetah legs?
My baby's gonna have crab arms.
Uh-huh, exactly. I think that'd be pretty whack.
Real whack.
We're now going to head over to the phones lines where we have a guest caller who's volunteered their time to answer a few questions about the topic of the day, obviously being crab arms. Good afternoon, caller one. Where are you calling from?
From the snowpocalypse of Michigan.
Really? Interesting. How is it up there?
Freezing cold.
I expected as much. Now, caller, today on our podcast, we're talking about mutated animal parts and giving them to people.
All right.
So I've got a few questions for you. First off, would you ever consider giving your children animal parts?
What type of mutated animal parts are we talking
about?
Like
crab arms.
Yeah, no to the crab arms.
Maybe cheetah legs.
That would be weird.
Gills.
Okay, that one I could see.
Just to name a few.
Gills I could do, or like like certain animals can see in the dark. I think that'd be nice. Or
what about penguin breath?
Probably not, but penguins are really smart. Check me out at my podcast about gay penguins. Okay, so guys, I actually have a question for you.
Interesting. What is it?
If you guys could have any mutated animal part added to your body, what would it be?
Crab arms.
Okay.
Well, see, crab arms, they're just so useful. You know, you can grab stuff that's kind of far away. You can grab stuff really strong. Like, you know, if you're holding a balloon and you don't want it to get away.
I like
away.
Them because they're red.
If you're really hungry, get a little snack next to you.
Exactly.
You're going to eat your own arm?
Yeah, precisely. We're going to eat our own arms.
Do you expect them to grow back?
No.
Well,
so
see,
it's
we can
just snack?
It's a risk we're willing to take.
We can mutate them so that they do grow back, just like a starfish.
Or a lizard.
So,
really useful.
Really,
aren't you
really
worried
useful.
About not being able to control how strong the hand is? Like, if
well,
you're trying
I think
to pick
if
up
I cut off
the
head
phone,
of a baby, it's okay.
Or, yeah, baby.
I think that's just part of the fun. Well, caller one, it's been great having you. I really appreciate you answering our questions on this episode of the podcast. I hope to hear from you again soon.
Thanks, Caden.
So what we've learned today is that we probably could edit people so that we could give them animal parts. We can't do it right now. but probably in the near future, because we have the technology. Hox genes would allow us to edit where things go on the human body, and we could interchange that with different animals so that we would have different body parts. And we know that the body parts would be able to survive because we're growing pig organs to work inside of humans.
Wow.
Ben, what's your take on that?
I agree.
Wow. Words of inspiration.
I'd like to thank our sponsor, Charlie Vickers, for making this all possible. Really appreciate the work that he's done.
Also known as Charlie Pants.
Yes, that too. I'd also like to thank our sources, Citable by Nature Education.
Nice.
The Harvard Gazette.
Nice.
And the U.S. National Library of Medicine.
Nice.